Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. This one's going to be kind of short, but I just want to give some brief thoughts on the bank glitch situation. So, buckle your seatbelts. This episode is called Peer Pressure Meets Check Fraud. Let's get started. First, some background. For those who may not know, there was a glitch at Chase Bank over the weekend that allowed people to take money out of their accounts after depositing a check at the ATM, even if the money wasn't actually in their account. So you had a bunch of people then who were going on TikTok and encouraging others to exploit the glitch. So you may be saying to yourself, wait a minute, that sounds like check fraud. And you'd be right. That is textbook check fraud. And then, when the bank rectified the glitch, the bank decided that the recourse it would take was to just take however much money the people withdrew out of their accounts, even then leaving some people really in the red because they'd taken out a bunch of money that they didn't have. So, now I'm going to give you my thoughts on this situation, which I'm sure are thoughts many of y'all have, but I just feel like this needs to be said. First, peer pressure has probably been around since people have been around, but it's still a problem that I'm not sure what the solution is, but clearly we need to do something to at least try to keep people from doing stupid, dangerous, and criminal stuff based on peer pressure. And again, I'm not sure what we do there, but we at least need to encourage people to think before just doing whatever their friends or other people that they see online are doing. And that's also the risk that you run now with social media, is that you have people who are being peer pressured by people they don't even know in person, by either influencers or by other just users online. And obviously, some random stranger on the internet often does not have your best interest at heart. So, then the next thing is that you are required to pay it back if there is an error at a bank, even if the error is small, or, you know, the error might be in your favor and you might not want to pay it back. Too bad, you still got to pay it back. It's not your money. So that brings us to the other thing with this, is that even if there was no law requiring that or no rule requiring that, you would still be morally obliged to, because the Bible tells us thou shalt not steal. Stealing violates the eighth commandment. And when you take out money that's not yours, you are stealing. That's not too hard to understand. And then the other thing here is that this trend of people exploiting this glitch and then the resulting backlash when the bank took money from their accounts after they withdrew money they didn't have, and it took the amount that they withdrew. It's not like they took some arbitrary high amount that's far beyond what they took out. People getting mad about that is a classic example of a problem that I've noticed a lot in today's society, which is that people don't understand cause and effect. Or at least some people don't. They think either that the rules shouldn't apply to them, they should get away with everything, or they don't think. And so it's like, what did you think would happen when you took out money that wasn't your money and then the bank, you know, gets its money back? What did you think would happen? You shouldn't be surprised by that. In fact, here's what I would say to those people who are upset that they're now in the red because they took out a crap load of money that wasn't theirs. You shouldn't be upset. You should be thankful. Because all the bank did was take its money back. You should be thankful that the bank didn't ban you or press charges or close your account. Because you have to remember, the bank has all your information. Okay. Matt Walsh described it as like robbing a bank while displaying your driver's license. The bank has your name, your address, all of that. And also, when you're at an ATM, there's cameras there that see you take the money out. So there's no denying what you did. So apparently that's where we're at now. People are being peer pressured into committing check fraud and then being surprised when they get punished for check fraud, even when the punishment they receive is far less than what they could receive. And we have people that have been so used to not being punished that when they do get punished, again, even much less than they theoretically could, they get upset about it. So, here's some advice. Don't succumb to peer pressure. The rules apply to everybody, whether you like them or not, especially at a bank, which is a private company. They can do what they want. And the Bible says not to steal. Don't let peer pressure get between you and God. Okay, I think I've said enough on this. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, or at least become more informed by it. Feel free to pass it along to anybody you know that might be interested. Feel free to follow this podcast on Spotify or Amazon Music, or the RSS feed, so you don't miss any episodes. Thank you for listening. And have a blessed day.